This is Ian Plested in association with Bent Collectors Records and Guildford Dragon News. I'm here with new manager for Guildford City, Carl Taylor. Welcome to the club.
Thank you.
I'll first ask you, saying, what attracted you to Guildford City?
Two things. One, Barry Underwood. I've known him for a long time. I think he's one of the true non-league stalwarts and gentlemen. I think the game in general has become really difficult because of the teams that throw money at it and the ones that can't afford it. And unfortunately, that's affecting some of the players and how they think about the game. And players have used, as I've seen, clubs like Guildford to just play. And if you're just playing, you might as well pay subs and play on a Sunday morning. Right? This is a half-decent standard of football, and you're privileged to play for any of these clubs, and I think sometimes people don't realise it. And secondly, the reason I say that is because Guildford City and Tooting, in my opinion, are the two biggest historical clubs with the best support base, and I want that scenario to happen. I want to create something that Guildford can get more fans, more results, and become the big club again, even if it's me starting it and it gets carried on years down the line.
You come with a lot of experience from various different levels, but also including Banstead Athletics. So yep. You know the CCL very well.
Yeah. I obviously came back into it after a break at Chertsey. So for 3 years, literally went when the money man decided to come in and bring his own manager in, which is obviously you're entitled to that. We were doing okay in the league at the time. And obviously when I went to Banstead, well, I went to Farnborough first, actually, but then realised that a lot of the Chertsey players had gone to Banstead and they had left the club when I went in support of me. I thought that was unbelievable. So I decided that I would, when asked, that I would drop Farnborough and go with the boys at Banstead. And we did very well for 3 years. COVID came along, as some clubs have found out, and you lose budgets, and yeah, it was difficult. But I think most teams that played against us know it's hard work to beat any of my teams, regardless of whether we're doing well or not.
Are you looking forward to training in a couple of weeks and friendlies, really getting into it?
Yeah, quite excited in the last 48 hours. I've got to say, I was quite sort of nonplussed. Yes, I wanted the job, but I do the job for players rather than myself, and it seemed like most people around me were very excited about the prospect of me doing the job more than I was at the time. But in the last 48 hours, it's all come back, you know. You're talking to players and you're seeing players that are looking to you to help them that were here last year. And yeah, I've got a very, very big excitement for both training and the games.
With this meet and greet, I mean, it's really encouraging that you've got some of the players here from last season. I mean, that's a really encouraging start already.
Yeah, I called the skipper and I've called a couple of players and just introduced myself and just sort of just try to find an idea of where they were and what they thought, because ultimately it's about everyone's desire. It's my desire, it's the management desire, the committee desire, the fans' desire, and the players have to have that in more abundance. So long as we're all in that place, I think we'll have a good time.
You've got your backroom staff here as well, but you've added Warren, who has been involved in the youth side, and that's a really good start for a link up with the youth side, isn't it?
Yeah, I manage a club. Whatever I do, I like to manage a club. I wasn't in that position at Banstead because it was very one-man band with no assistance, no support, nothing in the background. Guildford have got potential to be able to do that, and if you've got a youth team and you've got people that lead to the youth team, then that is who I am. I bring through youngsters as well, and I manage the club, so the youth team are part of my team. Regardless of whether there's a youth team manager, I am the manager, so I'm hoping that some of those can feel the encouragement and come through.
What are you looking for in this season? I mean, are you just looking for stability, or is that so early to ask? It's something for you to work out in the next coming weeks?
Well, stability we'll get within a month. We'll be stable in a month, because once we've all become the family unit that I like to employ, that will happen. From that, it's up to the players, really. I'm very competitive, and if I have the right circumstances, we can compete at the higher end of the league rather than the lower end. But we'll only find that out through pre-season.
Thanks very much for your thoughts, and thanks for your time.
Thank you.